There are, however, great conflicts that must be resolved. They must align Russia and China in India. They must reach an agreement to see how that can become can be done about. There has to be a re-engineering of the global map of the world where all these centers of power and other sub-centers to come will be tied in as a proper network. All countries not forming part of this system will be in a lot of trouble. I've been trying to tell that to my countrymen in Argentina. Argentina has 7 times the territory of France and yet only half of its population. We are in trouble and we have no armed forces worthy of mention. So necessarily, we are going to see how there will be increasing volatility throughout the world, and people will suffer more and more and more the world over until it gets to a point where people will beg for a world government because they will feel that anything will be better than the growing violence that we will be seeing in the world. Many people have been warning about this process. Daniel Estulin, whom I've already mentioned, who studies Bilderbergs, Alex Jones in the United States, Jeff Renzi, William Cooper, who was shot very mysteriously in November 2001, David Icke in Britain, myself. I wrote a book called The World's Mastermind in 1996, and I wrote a previous book to that in 1995 called World Government. This is there to see. The objectives have been articulated, planned, and they've been put in power, put into place for more than 2 centuries now, with different speeds and with different organizations and committees that go from the Bavarian Illuminati, going through the Wise Men of Zion, through to the much more concrete today Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, AIPAC, the World Jewish Congress, the Project for a New American Century, the Tavistock Institute. It's a very powerful network. There are other entities which also are used to bring about this whole process. And they even differ amongst themselves. But you can be sure that they are fully in agreement on one primary objective. The instauration of a world government which will require the disappearance of all national sovereignties. Richard Gardner, who was an original member of the Trilateral Commission, said back in April 1974 in an article called The Hard Road to World Order, published in Foreign Affairs, the official publication of the Council on Foreign Relations, and I quote, "In short, the House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. It will look like a great booming, buzzing confusion, to use William James' famous description of reality, but an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault." They are destroying national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, as Richard Gardner says. So, that's where we are today, and that's where we are now. Like it or not, we live in interesting times. Prince Hamlet once said, "The time is out of joint, oh cursed spite that ever I was born to set it right." No doubt that is the case. The important thing I think right now is that we start thinking with our own minds, in spite of the mainstream medias and TV and radio press and everything smoke screens. In 1958, after a protracted public fight against witch hunter Senator Joseph McCartney, United States veteran journalist Edward R. Murrow from CBS News, referring to the elaborate structure of radio and TV networks, advertising agency, and sponsors, pointed out that, and I quote, "What is happening to TV is evidence of decadence, escapism, and insulation from the realities of the world in which we live." Ed Murrow then told America back then, "We are currently wealthy, fat, comfortable, and complacent. We have a built-in allergy for unpleasant or disturbing information. The mass media reflects this in TV, which, for the most part, is being used to distract, delude, amuse, and isolate us. Those who finance, look at, and work in TV may see a totally different picture when it will be just too late." Wise words said half a century ago by an independent thinker who knew only too well the dangers of mass psychological warfare. In conclusion, and as a fitting tribute to Ed Murrow, I end this video by signing off and saying good night and good luck.